Nice to have you company, 22 minutes to 8 o'clock, and a bit of a local touch now in the world of Australian rules football, but with one of the biggest names in the game. Gary Ayres, these days, is the coach of the Montrose Football Club in the Eastern Football League. He spent decades in the AFL and the VFL system, being an absolute legend of a coach and a mentor and a man full stop, and he's taken that to the local leagues and getting some results too, just by the way. Ayrsy, good morning.
Morning, Half. Always very kind. Great to talk to you and Whitey.
Always a pleasure having you on this program any time of the year. But now tell us what you've done with the mighty Montrose Footy Club. You've made a late run, a very young, inexperienced team you've taken over there at Montrose, and you've won the last six to sneak into the four.
Yes, we have, Daniel. It's been six in a row, as you mentioned, and what have we done this year? We've played 44 players. 15 of those have been debutants. So we've had a 16-year-old boy make his debut. We've had a couple of 17s. We've had four 19-year-olds. And, yeah, we've, I think, very, very nicely timed our run with six consecutive wins. We've got a bit of momentum, and we had to beat Croydon on the weekend to play off in the finals. So we finished fourth, and we've got a big game against Wantirna South on Sunday in the elimination final. So, statistically, first time since 2014 that the senior team has made the finals. So that's a nice little feather in everyone's cap. And it's, the first time in 20 years that our 19s and seconds and seniors have all qualified for finals, mate. So,
oh, well done.
Yeah, let's keep the good times roll, as you would know.
Absolutely. That's what a fantastic achievement. What were your expectations? What were the expectations put upon you when you got the job at Montrose? Because it's a bit of a transition period, from my understanding.
Yeah, very much so, and especially because the last 2 years have been really racked by COVID, obviously. 2020, no football. 2021, there was only 11 games, and then the season was called off. So it was going to be trying to lay some foundations for future success. Our under-19s won only, I think, one game last year. We're getting belted every week. Our reserves won one game, and their lowest losing margin for the year was 80 points.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's a fair bit of work that's gone on to try and give us the foundations or the basis for where we want to go. It's a really even competition, the Division One. There's probably East Ringwood and Mirrabark are the two standout teams, but I think now, as we know, this time of the year, it's about trying to time your run and play your best footy. But it's very much about laying these foundations, Daniel, and then seeing where this season went. And then if we made finals, that was clearly something that we wanted to do. But how far we could go, that was going to be the unknown. But I think we're setting the basis for some really future success. And that's all you can really do, mate, because it has been tough on the kids. There's a lot of things that go into this local footy.
Yep.
As you know, it's families, it's work, and footy is thereabouts. But the things that they prioritise, which is fine, are really about their family and their work. And then we've got to try and make the most of it for a couple of hours a week. And so far we've been able to do that, mate, and make it a good environment.
Well, you've clearly made it a fantastic environment for those results that you've just spoken about. Just for you adjusting to that more, it's a part of life. It's not sort of everything. The VFL sort of has an element of that, but it's a bit more full on, clearly. When you're going back to community level and there are other things in people's lives and footy is just the thing they do on the weekend, how have you adjusted to that level of commitment from the groups?
Yeah, that was interesting, mate. I can tell you the start. There was birthday parties, my mum's turning 35. I've got to clean the house because mum and dad have been away for the weekend, and of course I've got to make sure I do the right thing and get some free board if I don't clean the house. And I'm going to get a tattoo tonight, so I can't come to training. And so there was some very interesting reasons why, but I've had to adjust clearly. And I guess what we try to do though is make it as professional as we can be with the amount of time that we've got. So a lot of guys even work on a Saturday morning, mate, before they actually go and play footy. So they're very committed. They've got young families. And whenever we get into our after match and the awards are presented, it's a little bit like a crash straight after the game. But it's the club's 100th year this year, so it's their centenary year. And I'd like to think that when you've been around for 100 years, you've certainly seen a lot, you know, a couple of world wars, and you've had some times that have been very challenging. So we've actually adopted the theme of being resilient and showing some sort of resilience. So, but Oh, look, I think I've been able to adjust, mate, and do it with a bit of humour and a little bit of a laugh. And hopefully that, again, as I said before, creates the environment that we want about, that the boys can be as professional as they can be while they're there, but understand that there's other things in their life that are extremely important. And I think so far we've found the balance.
I've been trying to find Barney Edwards' name on the list at Montrose. I don't think he's played this year, but have you met Barney? He's a legend at Montrose.
Oh, yes. Well, Whitey, that's a great get because Barney's my board man every week.
Ah, right.
So, and he got inducted into one team, I believe, of the decade. So we had a big night there about 7 or 8 weeks ago, and Barney was there. And yeah, really, really good fella. And this is what I love about Montrose is that what these guys are giving back, and a lot of them are ex-players of the footy club. So our football manager, premiership player, my defensive line coach is a premiership player. And, of course, then you've got Barney who's been around and my runner's an ex-player. So, yeah, they're really so good for me because clearly I didn't know anyone. But they've opened their doors to myself and my partner and, yeah, made it feel really... homely, but Barney knows he's a good bloke. He does a great job for me on the weekends.
Outstanding footballer, outstanding cricketer, and a brilliant guy. There's no doubt about that. Gary, with what you're doing now, I mean, there's always talk about senior AFL people getting back involved in a footy club. Is it like a director of coaching or that a Neil Baum type of role? Is that something that you would still entertain, or do you feel that doing this sort of thing and giving back to the community is something more meaningful to you at this stage of your career?
Yeah, I think for where I'm at, Whitey, I think that's true. And look, there was always a fairly bright flicker of light that was hoping to get back in the AFL system. But I've been out of it since 2007 now, from memory. So when I had a couple of years with Kevin Sheedy at Essendon, so I would think, mate, to be honest, that's well and truly gone. And I'm really just trying to be involved with a really good club and give something back to an environment that's given me so much. You know, look, I've been involved in it now for 44 years when I first walked into Hawthorn as a skinny little kid from Warrigal, and now, of course, I'm coaching up here in the hills. So, I'm very happy doing what I'm doing, and it's just great to see that we've been able to achieve what we have thus far, but we'd still like to ride that wave of momentum, mate, and do a little bit more damage to those more high-profile teams.
What's our record like against Wonturna South so far this year, Ezzy?
Well, 1-1, Dan. We got them by a point the first round, and then in the second round, we actually kicked 11 goals, 23 to their 17-8. So we did a lot of things right, mate. They are a very efficient side, and they're actually quite a tall side, so... Who knows what the weather's going to be like on Sunday. If it's a little bit wet, maybe that plays into our favour. But, no, it's going to be a pretty tight game, I think, mate. So, if we can deny them their scores, I think our ball movement game plan will actually be hard for them to combat.
Did you employ the services of a goal-kicking coach outside of the club? secure to style when you kicked 11-25?
We might have to get Lloydie to come here. He might know where Montrose is.
No, he wouldn't, not unless there's a cashier involved. And the GPS would find it, don't worry about that. Last one before I let you go, Ezzy. Great chatting to you about anything, but local footy is fantastic. If you were Clarko, who would you pick, Essendon or North?
I'd probably say Essendon.
Why would you do that?
Real big clubs, power clubs, as we know, and from what I know, mate, I know North Melbourne would be a challenge, but I think Clarko would be fantastic for a team like Essendon. And if he was able to do what we know he did at Hawthorn, it would be another outstanding achievement. But I was actually thinking, though, because the great John Kennedy Sr. had that little bit of, I guess, North Melbourne involvement, didn't he? So, and I know he loved John, so whether that's a bit of romancing there as well, but I'd probably say Essendon.
That's a good point, the Kanga situation. That's a very good point that no one's spoken about. This is why you're on the big bucks, Ezzy. We love you. Good luck this week against Wonturna South. We'll be following your progress with great interest.
Good on you, Dan. Thanks, Whitey.